23, verse 2, which says about our shepherd that he leads me beside the still waters. We do not earn the refreshment that comes from him. We are just sheep. He is a shepherd. He takes us to the waters. And I find three encouragements in this phrase. And the first encouragement that I have is that God leads us. He guides us. One of the greatest blessings of God's guidance is that he has given us everything we need for life and godliness in the Scriptures, all the guidance that we need. And it's probably the most important way in which he shepherds us. To fail to dig into the Scripture is to fail to look to our shepherd. To fail to follow his guidance is to despise his guidance. Really, it's to fail to be a sheep in relationship to the shepherd. We need to have Scripture-saturated lives. So that's the first way in which he guides us. The second way is that he opens the eyes of our understanding. We call it illumination, so that we can have the wisdom by which to apply the Scriptures to the day-by-day things that we have in this coming week. And the third way is that he guides us is through providence, providentially leading us into opportunities to trust his word in our lives as he guides us. And you can confidently this morning claim his guidance, thank him for the guidance that he will give to you. But secondly and thirdly, he leads us to something and he leads us away from something. So the second point is he leads us to the refreshing waters and the strengthening power of the Holy Spirit. He wants us to find refreshment in him, and no matter how thirsty your soul may find itself this morning, he promises that when we look to him by faith, he can give us more than enough for the refreshment of our souls. I love the image that he gives in John chapter 7. He said, on the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the Scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." But this he spoke concerning the Spirit, and that's what the water is, it's a symbol of the Spirit, whom those believing in him would receive, for the Holy Spirit was not yet given because Jesus was not yet glorified. So our good shepherd is constantly leading us to the Holy Spirit and wants us to be so filled with the Holy Spirit that we will have an overflow of the Spirit's ministry into the lives of others. Out of our innermost being will flow rivers of living water. In fact, I love the image that Paul uses in 1 Corinthians 10, where he talks about a literal rock out in the wilderness that Moses struck with his rod. And as soon as he struck it, that rock split open, and there was a gush of literally river of living water coming out of that rock. And it symbolized the fact that God the Father struck Jesus with the rod of his justice on Passover day so that we could have the Spirit poured out at Pentecost. And when we come to the Lord's table, and that's what 1 Corinthians 10 is talking about, saying we are eating the same spiritual food, drinking the same spiritual drink, because we drink of that rock, the Lord Jesus Christ. So every time we celebrate the Lord's table, we're really refocusing where we need to be, looking to Jesus. But we're led away from something as well, and that's hinted at both with the words leading, but also the word still. And they are still waters, not wavy waters. One of the gross things about sheep is that they would rather drink from a puddle of urine than to drink from water, good water, that's ripply or wavy. I saw this all the time out in Ethiopia with our sheep, and I'm not sure why it is that they won't do that, whether they're afraid of the ripples or whether they get water in their nose when they're trying to drink and it scares them. But they will not drink unless the shepherd is leading them to quiet or still waters. They will prefer to drink from mud puddles. And so really, this is not a compliment in one sense. We would not go to the refreshment of God's waters if God did not move us there. Even our sanctification is all of the shepherd. It's all of grace. If it wasn't for grace, our flesh would try to quench our spiritual thirst by filling our lives with busyness, with games and toys, and with fun, with food, with shopping, with friends, with sex, with anything but God. We try to quench it with the natural world, but that's like trying to quench our thirst like those sheep drinking from a puddle of urine. We are led away from that to the clean waters of God's grace. And if you're one of those sheep who is reluctant to go out to God and you're grieved over that, cry out to God to give you the kind of spiritual thirst and the kind of response to His leading that will find true refreshment. So this morning, as we come to the Lord's table, thank God that He has committed Himself to lead us and to guide us, and commit yourself to turning away from the spiritual urine puddles, to commit yourself to really going to the Scriptures and to the Holy Spirit and find total refreshment in Him. Let's pray. Father God, we recognize ourselves as sheep, stupid sheep who are constantly looking in the wrong directions for food and for water. And we pray that we this morning would realign our lives to looking to the rock of Jesus Christ, looking to the Holy Spirit whom Jesus has sent, and that we would operate day by day in the power of the Holy Spirit, walking in the Holy Spirit. Lead us, O God, to the refreshing waters of Your Holy Spirit. And as we partake of this meal, we are so grateful that You are willing to lead us and to guide us in life, and we recommit ourselves to following You. Do set aside these common elements to a holy use, and may You be glorified in our partaking. And we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.